brought to you by Penguin.
The Road Through the Wall by Shirley Jackson. Read by Kate Hanford. Forward. "My goodness, how you write," John Farrar wrote to Shirley Jackson after receiving the manuscript of The Road Through the Wall, her first novel. It was July 1947, almost exactly a year before the appearance of The Lottery in The New Yorker would make Jackson the most talked-about short story writer in America. But her career was already off to a promising start. The previous few years had seen nearly a dozen of her stories published in The New Yorker, as well as other respected magazines. After Jackson gave birth to her first child, a son, in 1942, the family relocated to Vermont so that her husband, the literary critic Stanley Edgar Hyman, could teach at Bennington College. There, Jackson began writing The Road Through the Wall. Jackson once told her daughter Sarah that the first book is the book you have to write to get back at your parents. Once you get that out of your way, you can start writing books. The parental crime to be avenged may have been simply the Jacksons' effort to provide their daughter with a typical suburban childhood, to which she was, by all accounts, spectacularly unsuited. The novel is set in the fictional California town of Cabrillo, which bears certain similarities to Burlingame, where Jackson grew up, a middle-class suburb within commuting distance from San Francisco, with its majority WASP population beginning to show the stress of an influx of newcomers, including Catholics, Jews, and Chinese. And certain incidents, in the first scene, the protagonist, Harriet Merriam, comes home to discover that her mother has been reading her private writings, may be drawn from Jackson's life. But it would be wrong to suggest that The Road Through the Wall is predominantly autobiographical. An ensemble novel with a large cast of characters, the book narrates the happenings on a single street from the perspective of a dispassionate onlooker. If it draws upon Jackson's experiences as a girl, it does so mainly to the extent that she was an uncommonly close observer who speculated, based on details real or imagined, that beneath the sunny surfaces of her neighbors' lives, there lay darker secrets. Infidelity, racial and ethnic prejudice, and basic cruelty. The last point extends especially to the novel's children, who were treated with at least as much gravity as the adults, and are well their equals in connivance and inhumanity. The story centers around Harriet's struggles to fit in with the other children on the block, and her short-lived friendship with Marilyn, another outsider. Friendship between girls and women is a central theme in nearly all of Jackson's novels, and she is a particularly close observer of the small rituals by which these intimacies are created. But Marilyn's family is Jewish, and the prejudice of the other neighbors, always expressed subtly in the politest terms, is unmistakable. When one family organizes the children on the block for a Shakespeare reading, for instance, they exclude Marilyn out of false concern that she will be offended by the Merchant of Venice. Finally, Harriet's mother tells her to break off their friendship. "We must expect to set a standard," she says. "However much we may want to find new friends whom we may value, people who are exciting to us because of new ideas or because they are different, we have to do what is expected of us." We have to do what is expected of us. It is hard to think of a better definition of conformity. One of the novel's surprises is the essential role that women play in enforcing society's expectations. The Road Through the Wall exists almost entirely in the world of women and children. Nearly all the action takes place after the men have gone off to work. It would be a stretch to call it a feminist novel, not least because Jackson seems to have had an allergy to the word. Still, the way she portrays certain...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?